Hey, this is Will Wheaton. You're listening to Radio Brendo Man.
Welcome to the Benview MegaCast at WonderCon 2014.
Yes. Yeah,
this is the biggest MegaCast I think we've ever
the
had.
The mega.
Yeah, we need a new like
we have what? Press here.
What is the next level of Megazord? What do they call out?
UltraZord.
So this is the UltraCast. We now have the UltraCast.
This is the cool kid getting laid behind the dumpster while the nerds do their stupid UltraZord. This is the cool thing.
The guy who's not a Power Ranger, who's just that class, like, hang out with cheerleaders. Mm-hmm. They're saving the world, but he's like, I don't care.
Because I'm hanging out with cheerleaders.
That's us right now, guys. We have Mr. Matt Benson here.
Yep.
What did we end up on as your position in Benview? Are you president or CEO?
I don't remember. We talked about this.
He's a guy with ego big enough to put his name in the title.
Right.
Only half of it.
Right.
It's the show's name, Derek. We've been over this.
so we have the total founders of the Benview
network. Here.
We have Matt Benson. We have Mr. Andrew Lindy.
Yep.
Representing Andrew, why don't you tell me what position you are, and then Benson can be whatever's left.
Who's top? Who's bottom?
I believe I was a CFO.
CFO, that's right.
Only because Benson would run us into the ground.
A CEO is largely a figurehead.
He's a figurehead.
So
I like to see myself as more of a creative influence. I'm the editor in chief of Benview Network.
Okay, so now we have like every type of like I'll be president, but I'm editor in chief,
and then chancellor.
You can be king.
Yeah.
And I'll be emperor.
Yeah.
How about that?
And I'm the chairman.
Yeah, there you go, chairman.
There it is.
So we have one of everything. So we have the full Benview board of directors here. But we have more special guests. We have from a ton of podcasts, including Radio Brendo, man, at RadioBrendo.com. Also the Matt and Brendo's wrestling show and Popsicles.
Yeah.
We have Mr. Brendan Creasy.
Hello.
We also have from Popsicles, Mr. Derek Armijo.
Yes, star of the Benview Network.
The headlining...
Friends and all you, there's like a single guy, the Caroline in the City over here.
The talent portion of the...
Benson can be the Will and Grace.
Like in the back old days of Hollywood where they had like conditional stars, right? Like their star was Rock Hudson or whatever. Mm-hmm. That's you, basically.
Sure. Derek's like the darling.
Yeah.
I like that title better.
Maybe you would.
Hello, I'm Derek Armijo, Benview darling.
We have from Radio Brendo Man and the Pillage Cast, Mr. Phil Vecchio.
I think I'm the key grip.
Yeah.
Best boy.
Yeah,
I'm not sure how I feel.
You're not best boy. No. You're just boy.
All right, key grip, I'll take that.
Humility to the proceedings.
And coming also from the Pillage Cast, we have Mr. Mr. Gates.
Howdy.
With no first name.
No.
So he doesn't want that. He doesn't want the government knowing he's here.
I'll come right back at you.
Benson. And we have some special guests. We have a Mr. Chris Hayner.
I'm the listener.
From ZapToIt.com.
ZapToIt.com. Now tell me what ZapToIt.com is. Pretend I've never heard of that website.
Okay. Do you like watching television?
Sure.
Chances are we talk about it, though.
Great. So it's TV.
TV news.
Ratings.
TV stuff.
I think the ratings on this episode are going to be higher because we have ZapToIt.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Because I'm going to make them higher just by typing it in.
Two with the number two?
Two with the number two.
Yeah, ZapToIt.
Because we're the 90s.
Yeah, what's our rating? DVR plus 5.
Yeah.
Right.
It's 70 million.
Okay,
easily.
Cool. There you go. You got to factor that in now.
Okay, nice. Cool. And we have, I've already forgotten your first name. It's David. It's David King.
You got there.
I remembered King. So they screwed up because they told me that you were the illegitimate son of Stephen King. I was going to call you Stephen.
Yeah.
But it's David.
Yes.
Okay.
Good evening, intrepid listeners.
I'm not gonna
do the voice the whole time.
Thanks, because I thought that I misheard you before.
No.
This guy was really good at not having an accent at the beginning of me talking to him.
It is surprising, isn't it?
Mr. David King, what do you do?
I run a podcast with the Benview Network called Midnight Marinara, and it's maybe only about five, six months old at this point.
Rising star of the Benview Network.
Okay.
Killing it in the dance.
Watch out, Army Hill. It's a new darling. they're coming for you.
He's dressed as the Scarecrow for WonderCon. He could have had an amazing costume if he was the Scarecrow / his mom, so he could be Scarecrow and Mrs. King.
Oh, man.
And ladies and gentlemen, that's why he's the darling.
If I had a hat, it would be off to you.
In a single move, not only does he tear down the current darling, but solidifies his presence. Yep. So we're at WonderCon. Here we go. Everybody's here.
Yeah.
Big time, right? WonderCon 2014. I went on the floor for like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So I've got plenty of stuff to talk about. But let's move on to some of you guys, because you guys have been here since yesterday. Some of you came here yesterday, right?
Yeah. Me and Benson have clocked the most hours.
So let's start. Let's start with Derek and Benson. I'm going to pass this mic to you. And let's talk about what you guys saw yesterday.
I like
today.
The best thing I think about these new cons are that cosplayers are really starting to form together and create their own booths. They don't really hand anything out, but they just let you know where they're going to be and where they're going to be dressed up.
So they're not like walking around anymore.
Like,
now
they got
just, like,
the Ghostbusters of Long Beach.
Yeah.
they have like a big Stay Puffed Up. Artist Alley is really big. I have two coworkers here with like projects, and I bought their comics, and we have tons of friends here that have like panels, and it just feels like a real kinetic
like not only is it getting
kind of
bigger, but
we're
like,
getting bigger.
Yeah, so you can
this
see
is
that
the most influential room at Comic-Con or
wow.
WonderCon, basically.
Wow, that's
the next 10 years.
It's so influential. It's the most influential room at Comic-Con.
Yeah,
that's
right.
That's the most terrifying thing I think I've ever heard. Burn this thing down.
What? Look at the movies that are released in the next 5 years. They're all what we discussed today on this podcast. I'm
praying for
that right now.
Yeah.
Look for the Scarecrow and Mrs. King remake.
So what did you guys see yesterday?
We saw Free Play Pinball.
Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome.
We played
real pinball. I went to a convention where they had a pinball table, and you go up and like, oh, this is awesome. And then the table is just an LCD screen.
No, this is a real pinball.
They had that too.
They do.
It was
have
a company
that
did both of those.
Yeah.
I saw the Soup Nazi just walking around.
Whoa!
Yeah. The actual.
Yeah. In a master of. Yeah. Benson's 40-minute shit took a lot of good FaceTime away from the real.
40 minutes?
It was not 40 minutes.
There was a stall problem.
For the record.
Oh, I when I went into the bathroom, I saw a guy leaning all of his stuff on one of those backpacks with one of those pull-out handles. And when I walked by, it fell over into the urine.
Oh, no.
And he apologized to me. And I'm like, don't apologize to me,
just
dude.
Leave it.
Yeah.
We've been putting out 5 minutes into MegaCast. We're on bathroom talk already.
Yeah.
Nicely done, everyone.
I just like the idea that his swag tainted your urinal. Like, come on.
That's what I do. I taint urinals. Yeah. We saw Claudia Wells.
Yeah.
Okay.
First, Jennifer. What's her last name?
Parker.
Jennifer Parker from Back to the Future.
Yeah.
And she was giving away she was probably selling them Save the Clock Tower flyers, which she wrote on the back, I love you, and the numbers, like from the movie.
Nice.
Oh.
Maybe
wait, when did they replace. Was
in
it
Back
in
to the Future 2?
It was
two.
Different.
Two.
Yeah.
Girl.
Okay.
Claudia Wells, so
that's how you can.
Okay, that's. All right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which
cool.
is the better Jennifer Parker?
Claudia Wells, definitely.
Probably Elizabeth. Elizabeth Shue's amazing.
She's great.
She got all the good comic work.
Also,
yeah. Well,
more significant role in 2, right? I mean,
yes.
The role
quite
of her.
They always
character.
Said that one of the biggest mistakes of the Back to the Future trilogy is that at the end of the first movie they put her in the car because that means they had to do something with her.
Yeah, they should have just left.
Yeah,
because
it was
just leave her standing there.
They didn't have like plans for sequels. It was just a joke at the end. They had a flying car, and then they created the best possible scenario
yeah.
right.
from that.
Did you guys go to any panels?
We went to a remake prequel requel panel that consisted of the smelliest hot dog that I've ever been near.
It wasn't the
smelliest. So much that, like, Benson did that passive-aggressive thing. He's like, what am I smelling?
Not on purpose. I did not realize how close it was to me.
It worked.
Yeah, and as Derek pointed out, the smell seemed to be ashamed.
The best thing, this encompasses all of con and nerdage everywhere. This unfortunate-looking fellow sat next to us. Sat down.
Which is the nicest thing you've ever said to someone that, like, that's the nicest way you've ever described someone that couldn't be described nicely.
Well, I just immediately felt bad looking at him. He sat down and took out his Nintendo DS, and the way Benson fucking cobbled, like, tried to grab his DS out of his pocket to immediately make pet friends or whatever with this guy.
Thank you, Phil.
But
Benson got tagged hard.
The idea
what
that
really
they...
happened is he just took it out. I was like, oh, I should check my DS. And I
but
took
the
it
idea
out.
That...
And Derek saw us like, look at these fucking nerds with their games playing with each other.
The idea that these two interacted without even looking at each other or acknowledging each other is so sad.
It would have been funnier if he pulled out a DS and then you pull out your 3DS. He's like, I'm going to tag with him. And he's like... He doesn't even have money for the new one that does that kind of thing.
If I can add an anecdote here, there's a whole thing with at cons now with the 3DS, which is really interesting.
It's very sad.
I was at, and leaded
to some disruptions earlier.
Oh, yeah. Well, I actually had the opportunity to go to E3 last year for a little bit. Mm-hmm. And while I was there, I ended up at an after party with the Maker Studios, and I was, you know, there was all these cool people there. I was having a good time, like, networking with YouTube types and stuff. All of a sudden, someone busts out a 3DS. Everybody else busts out their 3DS. The circle closes, and I'm standing on the outside, and I look over, and this dude with a beard is standing next to me. It's Smooth McGroove, and I'm like, hey, and he's like, hey, so you don't have a 3DS either? No.
See what you did to poor David? You made him talk to some bearded dude.
I brought him together with some bearded
dude. Yeah, that's the thing.
That guy's got like a million subscribers on YouTube.
I know. It was magical. He was a nice guy, too. So.
Yeah.
There you go.
So exclusion benefits.
So that's the silver lining of the story of how I didn't get to talk to anyone else but Smooth McGroove.
Yeah.
I think the lesson here is buy a 3DS. That's what we all learned.
Right? Don't have to talk to anybody.
Phil,
have you gotten your kickback from Nintendo this month? I just want to make sure.
I have not cashed the check yet.
It was a prequel remake panel, so it consisted of audiences yelling at the panelists, and the panelists screaming right back at them. It was the angriest thing.
What was it? Who, like,
they were just arguing, like, RoboCop shouldn't be remade. Sucks. And I'm like, you suck. Star Trek sucks. It had the nerdiest anecdote where...
basically a forum.
The
like
reason...
A,
and
a
you're a Star Trek fan. Well, there's a bunch of Star Trek fans.
One of the guys that wrote... Didn't he write, like... Hero First
like
Class. Like,
X-Men First Class and Thor. Okay.
The movies.
One of the reasons the guy that didn't like the J.J. Abrams Star Trek is that in the beginning... They were near a star that was very bright, and the captain had to walk in and say, polarize the screen to save everybody's eyes. And the guy's like, fuck that. And I'm like, what the hell?
Wow. He was so angry about that moment.
But we also went to Brian Lynch's IDW panel. Well, IDW panel that, announced Brian Lynch's Monster Motors, which is coming this summer IDW. Where their monster cars like Cadillacula,
Tell me about that. They are cars and they are monsters.
Yes.
Do they turn from one to the other, or are they both at the same time?
Well, Cadillacula is the main one that drained the gas from other cars.
Okay,
yeah. And
I like that.
Vic Frankenstein is the guy that like is trying to fight.
But he's always a car.
Yeah,
Cadillacula. They don't turn into.
Well, he's a human guy, but everyone else is a car.
Vic Frankenstein is the mechanic.
Yeah, Cadillacula kills Frankenride's favorite car by draining all its gas and making it permanently dead.
Okay.
So then Vic Frankenstein has to rebuild him, and he takes parts from other cars to rebuild him.
Essentially makes
Frankenstein.
And there's a mini Van Helsing, there's a Dr. Jekyll and Mr.
But
there are some
humans.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not everybody's a car.
It's not like cars.
It's a one-shot from IDW, so if you buy it, they'll make more.
Yeah. Sure. And it sounds awesome.
Yes.
It sounds really
And the IDW panel... had like tons of really great stuff they were talking about.
They talk about Transformers because they did the Transformers.
Yeah,
comics.
They said they won't do Transformers adaptations.
They're not doing adaptations anymore.
Thank
they just have that
which is a lost art,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Well, they used to get those all the time.
I have their Transformer comics.
Well, they said the reason why it was pretty interesting. He said two things. Because the video release window, because back in the day, the video release window was what, like sometimes up to a year?
Yeah. Right.
So we need that, those adaptations. If you hadn't, if it was a movie you either couldn't see or had left the theater, like you needed something.
Right.
And so I remember those being our tie. Yeah. Like I had, like, I remember immediately going to buy the Return of the Jedi, like, picture book.
Right.
And like things like that.
Yeah, you needed George Gipes.
But
crazy
now it's like 3 months.
Yeah.
Right?
And now, since it's like 3 months, and also because spoilers are such a big thing, like those were the two reasons.
They
the
did
main
do
things
a prequel. So IDW did
and
like
they,
a
that's
prequel
what he said. They do
comic
prequels.
To like the Transformers movie, the
yeah.
first one. But those are never very good. Their original stuff
yeah.
they're
and
doing
he says
is
that's
always
what they're
way
trying
better.
To keep doing is
yeah.
that kind
yeah.
of stuff.
Do you remember the Home Alone 2 storybook and how Tim Curry read it? And then when he got to his character, he did a completely different character voice for his own
Where
character.
Where was he reading this on?
You know when you, buy, when you buy a book and it
oh,
came up with a
oh,
tape and they would
yes,
read along because
yes.
kids were illiterate
maybe
back then?
Maybe that was his original choice for the voice, but the director didn't like it.
Oh.
And this time he got it in.
He's
yeah.
like, I'm going to do it
now.
Yeah. Nobody's telling me
I'm Tim goddamn Curry. I'll do what I want.
Because I listened to the Veronica Mars audiobook of the new novel
have,
that came out, and Kristen Bell reads it, and of course she reads her character.
Right, but does
but
she read a weird?
She reads all
voices.
Like she does Wallace, and she's like, "Hey dudes, I'm gonna do that." And for all like the boy characters, it all sounds like this, man. And so it's weird when you get to find those little treasures.
Yeah, we have a book on tape of Patrick Stewart reading one of the Chronicles of Narnia. It's incredible. Yeah.
The reverence that came from this corner of the room.
And some of the other ones are read by people like, who directed Thor? Kenneth Branagh.
Mm.
He reads one of them. He's pretty good. And then some other, like, British people.
Patrick Stewart was fired from Nightmare Before Christmas. He was the original narrator. And if you get the soundtrack, you'll find his original
really?
Opening.
Oh, that came
I
out.
I knew that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I have that on cassette.
Borrow it from Andrew if you need it.
I don't know if I still have it.
So, well, let's... let's
also, I still think you're missing the coolest thing you guys did
that
I wasn't there.
Okay.
Tommy Wiseau.
Oh, you went to Tommy Wiseau's booth, and I apparently... Tommy Wiseau's not a guy that
booth?
You just miss.
No, but what is this booth
apparently
for?
It is. For
it's
you.
For the
okay,
room.
Okay, here's what it got. Here's
okay.
what you get. We got room DVDs.
Okay.
We got room Blu-rays.
Okay.
We got room soundtracks. There's
sure.
no listings on the back. So
room bobbleheads.
Room bobbleheads.
Okay.
Tommy Wiseau, not the room brand, Tommy Wiseau brand underwear.
Yes.
Whoa. Tommy Wiseau track suits.
Yeah. And I thought
wow.
it was interesting about the underwear. It was like, it looked like high quality and it was like a good deal on underwear.
And if you
were thinking like, if I needed underwear, this would
be
if you read The Disaster
underwear.
Artist, the book about the
mm-hmm.
making of the room,
yep.
you'll find that Tommy Wiseau's fortune comes from like a retail empire that
right.
he had in San Francisco. But he had a raffle. Here's the thing. We got there right when the con opened, and the employees seemed like, oh, we get to work with Tommy Wiseau. They come up to us, and they go, have you seen the room? Pretty crazy, right? And by the time Tommy Wiseau comes out... And here's the lot. He gave away basketballs.
Yeah,
but there in the movie there's footballs.
It's a football,
which were there.
Those
were
for sale.
He had footballs, and I think his logic was people like basketballs and they're easier to throw. I'm like Tommy, they don't know what that means. He's like, I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And so he decided to start the raffle. I think he surprised everybody because the balls were not pumped up with
yeah.
air. And he just started doing the raffle and yelling at people to like go over there, so he could check the ball to him or just. Fling it from across the room.
He was throwing it just into a crowd at one point.
And he was screaming at the employees, faster, more balls! And
yeah.
you could see them immediately regret their decision
yeah,
to work
yeah,
out.
At one point, the employee tried to give him a football to give out as a raffle, and he said, no, basketballs!
Yeah, and they did it all day, I think, every half hour.
Wow.
And by the time
yeah.
we rounded about again, the guy that handed out our raffle tickets sounded so defeated.
Yeah, like, I won it. So let me ask you a question about Tommy Wiseau, because you guys are Tommy Wiseau experts, right?
Derek more than me.
What nationality is he? Where does he come from?
If you read, it's all every secret you'd want to know about Tommy Wiseau is in The Disaster
Artist,
which is a great, funny, inspiring
right.
Ed Wood. If you like the movie Ed Wood,
right.
it's like that. It's very. It's not like anti-Tommy Wiseau. It's actually pretty inspirational. And they definitely say what country he's from.
It's none that anyone's ever heard of, right?
Yes, but he's perpetually, like, 35 years old, and he has been since at least 1998, okay. We know, recorded history.
Right.
So he's probably, like, in his mid-60s, I think, at this point. But he had, like, a pretty rad spangled
belt. He looks like a vampire that's been alive for, like, 2,000 years.
And I think
already.
He may be getting younger.
Could happen.
It could happen. But it was cool to see him be Tommy Wiseau. He's super genuine, that guy.
Yeah.
You're not getting.
Yeah. Except for the whole
Tommy
thing
Wiseau.
Where, like, he went back and started saying that the room was a dark comedy.
Listen,
when, like,
he gave us what
yeah,
he gave
yeah.
us a lot of stuff.
I think he's smart to, like, he's jumped on the train. All right. Well, let's talk to some other people. Let's pass the mic over to Mr. Brendan Creasy.
Yo.
And why don't we pass this one over to Mr. Phil Vecchio?
What's up?
Let's talk to Radio Brendo Man a little bit.
Well, hey. I missed out on a good chunk of yesterday because I had a job interview in Glendale.
Nice.
But then
did you have to go to Glendale?
I went to Glendale.
Oh, wow.
So I dropped. I went here. We got our badges. We ate a nice IHOP breakfast. At the inflated price IHOP directly across the street. The
tourist,
most expensive.
Tourist
IHOP? Yeah, tourist IHOP.
There's so much anger there.
Way closer. That may be the tourist IHOP.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, there's two of them, but they're both expensive. Though you have to go all the way over to, like, on State College, because that's where all the Disney employees actually go.
Okay.
That's because we know better.
So when was this planned? Was this something that you knew you were going to
well,
have to do?
Did this
come up?
So I got back from New Orleans,
right.
And I knew this was happening. That like my old boss had referred me to a job, and I knew this was happening. And it just happened to be they're like, we're gonna need you to come in, and I'm like, well, I've already taken tons of time off,
and I don't live very
and I,
close.
So like I'm gonna be up there. I might as well just get it
okay.
do it. And I need this. I need things to start happening because
sure.
I have some big. Decisions to make,
right.
So I'm like, I'll just get the interview out of the way, and then I can figure it out. So I did that, and then I got back, and then we recorded Popsicles. It's going to
oh, wow.
be amazing.
Secrets are revealed.
Secrets are revealed.
Oh, no.
So, yeah.
Oh,
celebrity
no.
dirt, like major celebrity
dirt.
When does
dirt. That air?
That will air this week.
Okay.
Once I get home.
So this will probably happen after it.
Yeah.
If you wanted to know what Brenda was up to at those Bryan Singer parties.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
oh, no.
And then today, I went around on the floor, and this is, we were saying this is the most crowded this con has ever been.
By
yeah.
far, yeah.
It's the biggest it's
but,
ever been.
But it's still, as crazy it is today, is sold out, since it's sold out. This is the first time it's sold out. It's still not that bad. Like,
no.
If this is as crowded as it's going to be, this con is going to be...
Gonna
this,
do well.
This is going to be amazing,
yeah,
because...
San Diego was like this at one point.
Yeah, it
so
was.
It,
yeah.
Can, it can get big.
But I don't think it's been less panel heavy. This like, there's not a lot of, like, must-see panels.
That is the
so
thing.
So the panels that you do want to go to,
you can
walk
just
in.
Go in.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, did anybody have any problems getting into a panel?
I came in about 5 minutes late.
And it looked like people were just walking into the arena the whole time. Oh, yeah,
was apparently full.
They said the Star Wars Rebel
okay.
panel was full.
Well, so they
but
were doing
like
a panel.
Big...
They were doing a Luc Besson panel.
Yeah,
because they said it
for Lucy.
For Lucy.
Was Scarlett Johansson here?
I don't know, but I was thinking like
that movie looks
unfortunately,
amazing.
We were going to record. But I was like, I wonder if you could just walk. Like they announced it on the thing. It's starting in 5 minutes, which to me felt like, hey, everybody,
if they're announcing
yeah.
it. They're definitely
come over here.
It's not like people have been.
Well, that
up
arena is huge because like. Benson and I even walked in like 10 minutes before the Much Ado About Nothing panel last year.
Yeah, we walked
year.
Into a Joss Whedon panel
yeah.
last year.
And like that
insane.
Arena is huge. It's bigger than Hall H. Like it's huge.
I don't know if I go that far.
It's pretty big, like because it's multi levels.
No, Hall H is.
Hall H. Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
That arena is what.
King says it. It's true when I say. You don't
believe
it.
Yeah.
No,
he's
just thinking.
He's new and believable.
Hall H. Because Hall H is what 6,000.
These yeah, two know. So.
Hall H is 6,000, that arena's like 4,000.
They know. Thank
yeah.
you. They
maybe
know
it's just betterly spaced out.
Out.
So
yeah,
feel.
I don't know. It feels
so what's interesting
less
about
crazy.
This convention center is I've been here a lot for other conventions, most
yeah.
notably the NAMM, the National Association
mm-hmm.
of Music Manufacturers,
mm-hmm.
which is 130,000, like it's
yeah,
it's basically Comic-Con level
for musicians.
There is an entire bottom floor of this convention
yeah,
center
it's not
that's
really
as
yeah.
big as the almost as big as the
top
part.
So they could turn this
into... They could
into...
open that up and have an entire... Like, if you put all of the artists down there and stuff, you could have the entire upstairs for all your craziness if this show got big.
They wanted to bring Comic-Con here.
Right? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's what... I think the first time they did this here, it was like, that's why they did it.
Kind of a test run. But now it seems like this is
here
to stay.
And then they
kind of
decided that... Well, they lost San Francisco. The official story is that they were doing construction, but then that's over, so they should come back. And what I've heard from people in the know is that some bigger con, like I think it was like some business thing, basically it was like came in and they're like, oh, you guys have more money and more things. So they basically got bounced from the Javis Center.
And I always thought, I wonder if they found more success here.
Yeah.
Where they
and
said,
this
hey,
went
this
really well.
Bigger.
And people, and also because it's more Hollywood friendly.
Yeah.
And, you know,
the only
that's,
thing is that San Diego has tons to do.
Yeah, that's the one problem. And that's why.
For, like, comedy.
Yeah, and that's the main reason why they decided against having comedy. Was because, one, they're competing with Disneyland for hotel rooms.
Right.
And the parking situation
it's
here
terrible.
Is really.
Oh,
I didn't
God,
think there
yes.
would be a worse parking situation in San Diego, but guess what? We found it.
We were stopped for
because,
45
well,
minutes.
Well, because, you're
yesterday.
Again, you're competing with Disneyland for parking spaces.
And you're annoyed because the lamer the Disney character your lodge's in, the farther away you are from where you want
which,
to be.
Except for when you want to like park at Disneyland to get over here, that's kind of what you want. You want to get in like the worst zone because then it's as close.
Yeah, but those filled up first
but then
yesterday.
Those fill up because of this convention.
The whole
so
like Buzz Lightyear thing, like
awesome.
That.
Yeah.
Word
so
got
every,
out on that
so
pretty
every,
quickly.
Everyone's in like the racist crows from Dumbo lot. everybody's there because it's really close.
Yeah. That's the lot they have to hide to protect.
Yeah, normally it's like nobody wants to go there.
So yeah, this is pretty nuts, but it's manageable. And but I wish I just there wasn't. I wish there had been more diversity in panels, but they have a limited. Panel space. Like, we got put on a standby list for panels.
Oh, we really? Did.
Yeah.
I thought you meant you were one who did it on Sunday.
I'm in that panel.
What does
panel
that mean?
Right.
Like, they might call you up and say,
well, if
oh,
some,
no, we
if
need
something
a
can,
oh, okay.
cancels.
Yeah.
If the blood drive didn't work out, then
yeah.
you just get to get that room.
Yeah. But because it's harder to get a panel here because there's fewer spaces.
Right.
It's,
there's not as many.
I mean, San Diego has, like, tons
this
of...
This has got a bigger convention floor, but less meeting rooms, it feels like.
Yeah. Well, they can't... And I don't
Do
think
they
can...
expand to other hotel...
Yeah, so that's the other thing.
They
NAM
started,
does.
Yeah.
They go to the Hilton.
Yeah.
And the
They haven't
Marriott,
done that
that's
yet
right
here.
There. Yeah, they so they've
but
done that
they
before.
Have
a lot of potential.
They have... They use it for the anime... I think they use it a little bit for, like, the they're like, movie stuff. Like screenings,
okay. yeah,
because they do
the Garden Walk over there.
No,
or...
the Hyatt, the
oh,
Marriott,
okay.
the whatever those hotels are right there, and that's where they have their con suite.
Yeah,
and so they do have a free soda room. It's not as
here.
Well, we need to maybe check.
It opens at 7. It doesn't open until 7.
Why aren't we there?
I think that's on that last.
I promised a friend I'd have a soda
but
on his
they,
behalf.
There, they have like a bartender that serves you the soda.
It was last year. It was like. Quark's bar.
Yeah, it is. It's like the bar from Star Next Generation, and they have a lady dressed as Guinan.
If Star Trek took place in a hotel bar.
So it's not like the... I still, every year we go to San Diego, I feel like every year we're going to... I'm always worried we're going to get there, and that soda room's just going to be packed and crazy.
Or closed.
Yeah. Every year we go there, and we're like, it's still here.
It's just
you can still
awesome.
Just
a chalk-out line of a
and they actually
and
improve it. I feel like
cake.
Every year the food selection gets better.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy.
Well,
it's,
I didn't like when I started policing sodas that one year. Where they
they got pretty crazy for a little bit. But
let's talk to Phil.
Well, I was just going to say, probably the biggest thing, I know we're maybe building up to it, but the biggest thing in the con here we've all seen that we haven't talked about yet is the Nintendo booth.
That's what I was going to ask.
They got the Wii U display out there with Mario Kart.
Here's what I was going to ask you. I went by there, looked at it. They got a Mario Kart you can sit in.
Yeah.
Take a picture.
Yeah.
They have some games that they're playing, like Mario Kart 8.
Mario Kart 8.
It's not out yet. Mario Golf.
Mario Golf.
Mario Golf World or
Golf
something?
Golf World. Not out yet.
Yeah, not out.
Yoshi's New Island, which is already out.
Which is out. Yeah.
Still fun.
Still
I just go buy it.
Yeah, but they want
to get people
to play it
so
they will buy it.
It's terrible and nobody bought it. Like, people hate that game. It's awful.
I haven't played it. And then they have, like, a Disney one.
Something like that. It's funny. I'm getting funny looks from Chris over here. I'm the Nintendo apologist of the group.
Yeah.
He's
terrible.
He's
terrible.
Mario Kart 8's
I'm with you.
No, you're just like...
It's really...
Hey, I don't know.
I want to say what he said right there is absolutely the truth. Mario Kart 8, it's fine.
No, it's awesome.
It's Mario Kart. It looks so good.
The anti-gravity stuff is awesome. You get to go upside down.
That's fine, though.
It's fine. I love it.
The Koopalings are back in it.
Yeah, it's great.
All eight of them. Who the fuck cares about eight goddamn Koopalings?
I thought it was cool already. They demoed it at E3 last year. When is this game finally come out?
It comes in May. It comes out in May. So it's coming soon.
They got like two games they're putting out every 4 or 5 months.
Nintendo's
now.
Pretty brave to release a Mario Kart game. I mean, it's really brave.
Really brave.
Donkey Kong Country Arctic Freeze.
That came out.
Yeah, that came out.
That's fun.
It also sold terribly.
Well, that's because
really
kids are
bad.
Dumb.
That's true.
So, did you get to play Mario Kart?
I got to play Mario Kart.
Got to play Mario Kart.
A lot of fun. I got my lanyard for the ticket. I let the kids play first, but I was in line.
That's
the kids behind
lie.
Me.
He did not.
It was fair.
If a kid,
Derek does have whatever. Those kids can wait in line. They need to learn to respect their elders.
Him, you can bet that he would have just
Bill
picked him up by the
Star Wars pinball, and he's like on his second ball, and there's like this line of kids that are like crying.
I waited fair and square. Those kids need to learn.
Balls that are like.
That's about it for the Nintendo booth, right?
I went there very briefly, just played the one game, got my lanyard, but it's a lot of fun.
Brian Apodaca from Zombie Outlaw.
That's the other big highlight.
He gave us a bunch of swag. For Derek, he made a Francis Ha t-shirt,
yes,
and then we got them as well. So,
he said he had planned to do an
so
individual.
He was
going to
do a Phil. He had a Phil one planned. I want to know.
I think he ran out of time and or resources.
I think it's one of those
cool.
things.
Where
it's like, man, this
right
is a great idea. I'm going to do it. He does the one, and then he goes, "Oh God,
no,
this is a lot of work."
But
he had like a whole swag box like set up for us. Which
like
awesome.
I got a WWE magazine. Benson got a Weird Men.
Weird Man issue.
Yeah,
I got a Wired music issue plus stickers, copies of the comic, and
that's
stuff.
Zombie Outlaw.
Sweet.
And then
Nude.
He's a good guy.
Very nice guy.
And then we went and saw our friends. What's the comic? I'm sorry.
Shrouded City.
So we should probably do our ad, right?
Yeah.
Our Shrouded City
back.
Ad. Yeah.
I mean,
hand us
back
to Benson.
Go back over there.
Here. So we gotta pay some bills here, right?
Yeah. Well, we have an ad in the Shrouded City, which you can check out to see our ad in print, and B because it's a great comic.
Okay. Hey. So tell me about this Shrouded City.
Oh,
if I was to be interested in comics, what
very,
kind
very,
of comic might this be?
Oh, it's great.
A picture of Phil in front of.
Hold on.
Like 20 kids.
That's horrible.
Like,
awesome.
We're now stopping the ad to look at a picture for the podcast listeners. That's
Derek's
what's happening
specialty.
Right now.
Yes, we care so much about
showing
this,
them what
you
really like.
This episode.
Terrible.
We hope you guys
awesome
enjoy
about
what
that.
We blew our budget on.
Okay.
What a hilarious picture that was.
Tell me about the Shrouded City.
Oh, it's great. It's like Buffy the Vampire Slayer meets Lethal Weapon with a little Cthulhu thrown in.
Benson has not read it.
That.
Has anybody read it in this room?
Yeah, Andrew's read it.
I read the first issue.
Okay, second.
Well, that's
the
all
that's
out,
our,
right?
That our ad
no, two,
is
two,
read
two,
oh, just
the Power Girl guys read it, but they're not here.
Because they're in Illinois.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But yeah, it's
that's
great.
That's no excuse. So...
Part of the network, Nathan Scholes wrote it.
Yes. Okay.
Watson drew it. That's her name, right?
She was born in 1987.
I gotta tell you, the ads here.
The ads quality here are as good as the ads from like
is
Indoor Kids.
So. Yeah, this is
listen. What else we went to yesterday? We went to Indoor Kids and James Bonding podcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that was great.
Both great.
Oh, so
there,
Camille and Emily were here.
Yeah.
Wow.
They were awesome.
Yeah,
cool.
But yeah, check
Shrouded
out
City.
Go to BenviewNetwork.com/comic to buy
comic. Okay, very good.
Called the Shrouded City.
There we go.
You can buy a comic, you buy a t-shirt.
Yeah, absolutely. You can do those things. And we appreciate them putting the ad in the comic.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, so let's move on. Here, actually, give me that.
Yeah, it was there. Maybe relinquish control twice.
And then you take this.
Hello there.
Try not to cross the streams here.
All right, folks. So I basically just came here for the human zoo, so I don't know what you guys saw.
So, Gates, you and I showed up here together.
Yeah, we came in.
And we walked for about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Let's talk about our 20 minutes.
All right. Here's what I saw. I saw broke-ass Wolverine. The guy had he had a half a six-pack, but he was kind of shredded, but he was covered in Crisco. Like, this guy was so oily. Like, he was trying to pull off that, like, the sweaty wrestler look, but you could just tell, like, it was, like,
just grease.
A millimeter thick of, like, Crisco spray. So I saw that guy. I saw quite a bit of side boob, but it actually turned out to be more like armpit love handle, if you know what I'm talking about. You guys have seen that.
Everybody shakes their head, like, knowingly.
Yeah, they all know. At the official Star Wars booth, their Chewie was shorter than me, so I was kind of bummed out on that.
That was not official.
It looked pretty damn official.
That was a cosplay group again, same kind of thing.
Very high budget then.
Yeah, that's what they do.
King of Kashyyyk.
Oh,
you can go there and just,
I have a new goal, man.
Knock a few heads together.
Yeah. No, but yeah. So, and the Chewie costume needed some conditioner. Like, it was a little bit...
Oh, yeah, that's a real problem with the Chewie costume.
You know what I'm saying?
It was more owl than Chewie.
It was a large owl.
Fabric softener could really help in that.
Exactly.
When did we turn into the TMZ of Comic-Con?
Like, a long time ago.
I thought Chewie and his hair was so messy. Oh, boy!
That's me. I heard he and Leia hooked up. True. They came out of the movie.
So, we also went by the booth. It's a booth called Geek Chic. They make furniture for nerds.
I was gonna ask you if you saw those tables.
I've actually seen them, like, they've been at PAX like every year. Furniture. But we were sold pretty hard by a punk rock looking girl on like head up and then like kind of business.
Yeah, she was business casual from the neck down, but then half her hair, you know, that like new half a shaved head thing that the chicks are doing now.
So she was selling us pretty hard on these tables that I will first admit they're super cool. They look really neat. They have, like, you can take the top off of them so that they're like a felt board
they're,
under.
They're
you can
really
play,
transformer tables.
Yeah, you play your D&D. It has like all these fold out things for putting this stuff, and then you put the top back on and it like turns back into a regular table, and no one knows of your dark secret that you play role playing tabletop games. But they cost $4,000.
Yeah. They're pretty pricey.
I made the excuse.
At, like, Comic-Cons, are they just like walking around and they're like, oh, sure, yeah, all right.
Yeah.
They said, reserve your spot in line with a $1,500 down payment.
Yeah. And I was trade us your car for one of these tables.
I was like, no, not at all. In no way, shape, or form, but I'm going to be nice to you guys. No, I would buy these things in a heartbeat if that was money that, like, made sense to my brain, but. That's not, that's, you know, several months worth of rent instead.
That's a pricey table.
Yeah.
Give it time. IKEA will have one sooner.
Yeah.
It'll be like,
well, so then Gates brought up the point is, like, it'd probably be cheaper if you just learned woodworking.
Yeah. If you bought all the lathes and the advanced saws.
Yeah. And then at some point, it'd be like, oh, I got this skill that will help if, like, society collapses.
Yeah.
But then again, it would be like Phil in the playground, where I'd be like 4 years later and, like, I don't have a table. But I've spent way more money.
What's going on? You have a playground update, Phil?
Yeah, it's still sitting there. I have not worked on it.
Oh, you're building a playground?
No,
he's not. He's not.
For his kids.
Like, he's not. That's the thing. He's not.
His kids are going to be in high school.
Are they in college yet?
Not quite. They got it for Christmas.
We have a contest on our podcast about when it's going to be finished.
Yeah, there's a few people.
Mark Mariano, I think, already lost.
Yeah.
What's the over-under on this? I've got Christmas 2015.
You're laughing, but that's probably going to be about the time.
We're heading towards that.
See, if you guys, you don't know Phil very well, he would somehow make it so that he could build the present as a present. So he'd be like, hey, kids, here's your gift. I finished this thing that you got 2 years ago.
You're,
and then he doesn't have to buy another gift.
That's a smart secret to a frugal parent.
Your gift is minimal effort from me.
But the other problem that I still think is crazy is that he's got this half-built jungle gym swing set
that the kids are playing on.
Play on right now.
Just the safe parts.
It's not safe into the ground.
Stay away from the jagged edges.
It's a lot of the jungle.
They're fine.
When they get older, I'll let them assemble it as part of their game.
Now, Josh, was it a service dog? Because what we saw, we were walking. No. It was like kind of a German, or not German. It was like
it was a golden retriever.
Yeah, it was like a golden retriever looking thing. But there's this huge pee puddle in the middle of the floor, and you have all these nerds kind of just like mindlessly walking through it. And it's like, that is clearly a pee puddle, people. And there's this dog like looking guilty next to it, and the owner is unfurling like a plastic shopping bag to put over it. Like,
yeah. So, here's the thing about Gates. He immediately knew that it was there. He immediately knew, like, how to avoid it. Like, you're incensed.
Everybody was walking right. Josh almost walked through it.
He was straight ahead, and I'm, like, looking for, like, some crazy costume.
No.
And he's like, no, like...
It was right in front of us. I was like, Josh, straight ahead. And he just kept walking. And I was just like, dude, right there. And I kind of, like, steer both of us around it. And I'm like, look behind us now.
Take action.
Yeah.
And then I go, oh, urine. I didn't expect that.
You're like part wolf or something.
It wasn't urine.
The whole thing with service dogs is that they're trained not to do that?
It had a Superman cape on. Oh, okay. So I think it might have been...
It was crypto.
Somebody brought crypto?
It was part of... Yeah.
We saw a beleaguered beagle that had, like, it was pulling a wooden pulley and barking, and I don't know how to speak dog, but I'm pretty sure it was like, help me.
Kill me, please.
He had, like, a little pointed hat on.
He was pulling, like, his owner was dressed as a pirate.
I think the owner was in the cart that was
They seem to be letting pets in as part of your cosplay now.
The bar for to get registered as a service animal has gotten a lot lower.
Yeah.
Well,
and now you can get depression dogs.
No.
Depression dogs.
You can go on. Aren't all dogs nowadays depression dogs for people?
I've told this story before, but I was in the Haunted Mansion, and this lady, I look over, and this lady is holding a chihuahua. And I'm like, what the fuck? Because I know how crazy Disneyland is about letting dogs in, so I'm like... And I'm like, I flat out just asked her, I'm like, how did you get that in here? And she's like, oh, it's my service dog. And she showed me, and I'm like,
I feel sad without my dog.
She's like, oh, it's for depression. And it's a real thing.
If I was depressed, I would not walk into a building labeled The Haunted Mansion.
Also, I feel like that's... Disney has failed their marketing if, like, they allow depressed people in. It's like... You shouldn't be depressed when you're here. It's the happiest place on earth. Like, if you come in here and still need... If you still need your service dog for depression when you're here,
we have clearly failed.
Yeah,
that's their tagline, like, selling happiness. Like, happiness is in everything.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of expensive, though.
This lady
obviously
is just one of those crazy dog parents.
Yeah, they just need their dumb dog that they hold that doesn't do anything.
My friend, and he's out with me.
Right.
So I don't have to tell the dog about my adventure.
We also saw a man holding a dog-sized shape that we had to wait for a long time to look when he turned around to find out that it wasn't actually a dog.
It was
a giant Triceratops.
Like one of the it was like
the size of a large dog.
It looked so real. I was just like, oh my god, did they clone a baby Triceratops?
Or did they dress
cosplaying as a guy?
No. He was. It's like a model.
Okay.
He was just a guy, regular guy.
But it was
model
like,
of
it was
Triceratops.
Like, it was like latex skin.
Very detailed.
Yeah.
Size of a dog.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's only at Comic-Con.
But
cosplaying as the nerdiest guy at Wonder.
I did notice there was quite a bit of, like Derek was saying, like these cosplayers are kind of clicking up. They're turning into gangs.
Yeah.
So one day I hope we can have some type of like...
Cosplay wars?
Yeah.
They already have weapons.
Yeah.
I mean, they're fake weapons,
right.
But that's better than no weapons.
Yeah, I don't want to be a cosplayer right here, one day somebody's going to mow down... like WonderCon because people are bringing giant axes and huge like big helmets.
They have wings.
That weapon, please.
Yeah.
They call it peace bonding. Like, can I peace bond your weapon?
Eventually, we're gonna have like a West Side Story situation with cosplayers.
Oh, I can't wait!
They're getting so big that it doesn't matter that it's not a real weapon. It's big enough to just kill a person with anyways. Just blunt force trauma.
It's big enough to just open it up and like a tiny person will come out with a mace.
You didn't check inside
it. People with those giant hammers, they're like, oh, it's fine.
No,
giant fucking hammer.
I kind of want one of you guys to go around the floor with me and explain to me who the characters are.
I don't think anybody can really.
I only know a lot of
mesh characters. Like I saw
Batman,
Indiana Jones,
all those
Wonder
hybrid
Woman.
Anime characters.
Yeah, no, there's like all the all the anime people. There's I don't know. There's,
and I feel like there's people that just. I still think there's got to be people that just like. Throw a bunch of stuff on. They're like, I'm a cosplayer. Like,
there was a Wolverine with a Spider-Man tattoo.
I think that was his permanent tattoo.
Yeah, it was a real tattoo.
But it looked like Wolverine was in love with Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Wow.
But that's kind of great. Because what if like Wolverine was like,
Wolverine.
Yeah.
Wolverine's like a fan. Like, Wolverine's
fan.
Like, yeah.
Are we having technical difficulties?
Yeah, we're going to take a quick break here for a battery refresh. And we'll be right back.
People might have to pee.
We are back. We refreshed the batteries, and there's already been Nintendo beef.
Yeah, there's.
So here's what I want to say about people who say, "I love Nintendo because they're the consoles of my youth." It's sort of like saying, "I love I love my parents. I mean, they beat me my whole life. And or they become
you,
they become
sir.
Very abusive.
And Nintendo.
Josh,
never
let me try this analogy. It's kind of like saying I love diapers because that's the underwear of my childhood. So let's just sit here in the fucking.
What I mean is that it's like you had a relationship and it was great at one time, but they've become completely abusive. And you're saying, well, I still love them because of that old time, but. It's like now it's terrible.
But that is a thing that happens to people.
Yeah, well, fond memories.
Nostalgia.
Yeah,
have long-term memories.
But I'm nostalgic for the Nintendo of old, but I don't necessarily like the company now because they're losing me. They haven't done anything interesting in a very long time.
But you're ruthless. You hate Nintendo, and they're not hurting anybody.
You also
bought
a Wii U at launch.
I did buy a Wii U at launch. In fact, when I talk about Nintendo, I sometimes feel like I have way more... I bought it before you bought it.
Whoa.
I'm more committed to Nintendo spending money than you are.
Barely.
But this is the thing, is that I also play way more games than you do, and so I see what else is out there.
As a percentage, you play less. Nintendo.
So in a way, you're the
kind of prideful.
But I look at it,
spends money and hates it.
And, but I say, in experiencing the rest of what other people are doing, I am keenly aware of how badly Nintendo is falling behind.
Phil has the tunnel vision.
Yes,
because all he does is
maybe
play
it's just for slow
he doesn't
kids.
Care about
it's
the
just
outside
for,
world.
It's,
well, I think that's what like Nintendo is for kids. It's for a younger group.
Well,
people.
And
video
listen,
games or for
oh yeah,
children.
Video games.
Thank you,
Derek.
They
thank
are
you.
Not. Excuse me. Why is the video game industry make way more money than the movie industry?
Because people
does.
Can't grow
because
up.
Right
because video games cost
$60. Why does the average age of a video game player 35?
Because our society is falling apart.
There are more 35-year-olds playing
really
video games than there are kids.
Because women's standards have grown.
Why do we have video games that only kids 18 or older can buy? Or people 18 or older
because
can buy? That's not for children.
Children have moved on to online bullying and sexting.
Sure. So that's for kids.
Sure.
But video games aren't for kids anymore.
We haven't grown up.
They're just for... They,
okay.
I mean, they just
we're
exist.
We're a generation
maybe.
Of people who don't
I can
want
see that.
Why grow up? I don't want to grow up. I want to be a Toys R Us kid.
Because at some point,
because
man.
Things like sex and having money are awesome.
Those do not have to be mutually exclusive. I'm just saying.
Those don't have to be not for kids. You're about to say something dangerous. Although I do want to... So here's the thing. I will commend Nintendo when they get it right. Can we talk about... I don't know if you guys are going to be aware of this, but... That game Tomodachi Life that's coming out
for
the 3DS.
I saw it because
you posted
it. What the hell is that?
I don't know. It's insane.
Like Animal Crossing?
I don't know. It's madness in a cart, but it looks great because it's.
Why don't they have that to play at the Nintendo booth?
So that's my that's
they have a
good
very
question.
Limited space here. I'm
so
looking
so let's put a game out that's already out.
Yes.
On one of those spots.
I will not necessarily defend their floor plan here at the convention, but what Nintendo does, they do.
Is always good.
It's always good.
Okay.
Yes.
Their
right,
lounge
right.
last year was pretty good.
No, the lounge at Comic-Con, like that, I would hold that up against
yeah,
other
was,
displays.
Yeah, I wonder how long it'll take before they just start doing that here.
Hopefully I have a feeling that's going
to
get
it'll
there.
It'll be nice to have a place to like retreat and hang out.
Could there be a Nintendo Con?
Oh, yeah.
There definitely could be.
No.
I mean, it would not be on this type
there,
of scale
at all.
There
are a lot of fiddles in the world.
No, well, and there's...
There are not, because their new console has sold, like, they could get, you know, maybe 100,000 people in, like, the entire country
there's
to
like
come out.
There's, like, 4 million of them out there.
Yeah.
That's
Japan,
pretty good.
Right?
No, worldwide.
No.
Worldwide.
No, Japan also is tiny. Like, they, like a million seller would be, like, huge there because their population is...
Well, what
if
they had
it in
Japan?
Huh?
What if they had it
in Nintendo
Japan?
Con in Japan.
Don't be so Amerocentric, Josh.
They could, but even... Yeah. So here's the question. If Nintendo's popular enough to have conventions, even in Japan, why is it that they are selling the lowest they've ever sold?
Well,
why is it that new consoles came out and sold more than the Wii U did in 4 months than the Wii U sold in 2 years?
Yeah, but I'm not saying that a Nintendo Con would be bigger than a Sony Con, but I think a Nintendo Con could happen. What size that might be, who knows?
It might be bigger than a Sony Con, because like the Xbox and the PlayStation, they appeal to kind of anybody
that's true.
Who, like well, my Xbox does. Everything on the planet except play Nintendo games.
They also have Sony and Microsoft Cons. They call them
E3 and PAX and like every other video game convention out
but
there.
But like Nintendo, though they might not sell more, they like I would say they probably have the most hardcore loyal.
I think that you guys are wrong about. I think you're wrong about a convention. I think you need to be thinking theme park.
I would definitely
because
go to
they
the
could make an
theme
entire theme park.
Yes. There is a Pokemon theme park in Japan.
That's true.
Yeah.
And that's just Pokemon.
Pokemon is not owned by Nintendo, though.
No, but it is an extension of Nintendo,
right.
In a way. So kind of. I mean, like Nintendo is way. When you think about it, it's culturally bigger in Japan, and so like I could see a Nintendo theme park in Japan.
Oh, yes.
Right.
Yes, please.
Right. And I would
can we make that happen in our next
Japan?
Panel?
Yeah, are you going
to
go to Japan?
Florida?
I was thinking,
anyway,
like, don't
you
want to build one, like, next door so you could go to it?
Kaipa Nintendo
Land? I mean, I like when Phil's, like, dreaming. He's like, yeah, let's make it across the world where I'm never going to go.
Phil built it, though, would take, what, 20 years? 30 years?
Yeah.
Also, like, Phil's house is sort of already a Mario theme park.
Imagine the tags you could get at Nintendo.
Oh, this is amazing.
Phil, did I ever tell you about they've made it so that you can hack your router and it just automatically gives you street passes?
You have not.
From anyone else who's done the same thing?
I would feel that's cheating. I gotta play
that's
fair.
What I love.
You
I wanted to do that.
Said, yeah, but it's true. I could never do that.
I would
it's
do that in a heartbeat.
Thing.
In fact, I would like to set it up in your neighbor's house so that you'd just be getting
it.
I
don't have a choice.
And you wouldn't be able to stop it.
I don't know if I can stop it then.
Oh, no, when they started that Nintendo Zone Street Pass thing, I was all excited, and I went to the three Nintendo Zones around my house. Nobody else.
Yeah.
Really?
No.
I get the when I like there's one in Yucaipa at McDonald's.
Yeah.
I get like five or six.
You gotta
live in some place like Yucaipa where there's nothing
you
else to do.
You gotta go to Yucaipa.
Go to
Yucaipa's the
not
answer.
A lot
yeah.
of, there's not
Yucaipa
a high...
is the answer to a lot of questions. Like, you know. Should I not kill myself? No, Yucaipa. That's the answer. And then it's like, oh, so that so
that's
I should.
A beautiful community, just saying.
All right, so let's talk. Let's move on here. We're going to talk to our special guests.
Oh, hello.
Chris, this is happening.
Oh, sweet.
Like, you have to do this now.
I haven't met Muppets.
It's
you
true.
Interviewed Muppets.
So, are you here official capacity for Zaptuit?
Well.
Or is this kind of like, I'm going to check it out, see...
It was supposed to be my day off, but I didn't register for a badge.
Okay.
And I wanted to come.
Okay.
So, I'm technically press.
Okay.
But I haven't done a ton of work today.
Okay. Are you press through Zaptuit or through somebody else?
So
okay.
You're a press guy, but you're not working. I was in the press for some legend.
Or something like that to help out
and
for a couple
here,
of minutes.
I mean, listen. This doesn't count.
This is new media.
This is yeah.
So,
that's true.
There you go.
That's
yeah.
true. That's
the
most
are the
again
benefits
terrifying.
Of their fancy press badge.
He didn't. Pay
I
for
didn't
it.
Have to do anything beforehand. I just walked up and I said, "Hey, can I have a badge?" And they said, "No." And then I had to show them my ID and prove that I actually who I say I am. And then yes.
Awesome.
Oh, okay.
And I saved like $10.
So yeah. You didn't go and see anything specific for.
I saw Derek.
Okay.
Which,
got him here. He's been on the set of the Entourage movie.
Oh, really?
What?
Oh, to be fair.
I didn't know there was an... Is there an Entourage movie
there
that's
is,
not
it
out yet?
It was going to come out at Thanksgiving, and now it's pushed to next year somehow.
Okay.
I don't know. That's
wow.
Super secret.
Are they reshooting
the
whole thing?
You know the plot of it?
Yeah. The person that told me...
Okay, I don't know what I can say. What mm-hmm. were you told?
Well,
then I'll know if I'm
aware.
Then I'll
know
if I'm in
Entourage
trouble.
At all?
I'm familiar.
It's a bunch of shitty people living in Los Angeles.
Hollywood
turtles.
Yes,
a turtle.
Raphael.
Right.
There is a mutant turtle. Every season, I get excited for Entourage. I don't know why, and then you end up going, "Oh, I just watched them buy shoes and fuck ladies for a season."
Wait, so
and like he was going to be Aquaman. That's all I knew.
You figure that an Entourage movie would have to be the big event. Of their lives, and it turns out I don't even want to spoil because it's so lame. Like, Vince wants to direct a Dracula movie this time around.
It is not that.
Oh, no.
It was that something changed.
Oh, and they changed it?
Well,
oh, okay.
Also, if it was supposed to come out on Thanksgiving and now it's coming out next year,
yes.
Is any of
well,
it going
now,
to be the
to
same
be fair,
movie?
To be fair, when I say it wanted to come out Thanksgiving, that was Marky Mark being like, yo, it'll be out at Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay.
And then Doug Ellis like, what the fuck is he talking about?
What will be the status of the Johnny Bananas cartoon by the time the movie takes place?
I know the answer to that. I can't say anything.
BananaCon will be the best.
Yeah, that's where we're filming. We're filming at Johnny BananaCon.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Great.
Did you get to see anything TV related? Or has this been a huge waste of your time?
For Entourage or in general?
No, for here.
For here? No, I literally got here, I think, 3.5 hours
Star
ago.
Our cross panel was yesterday.
Yeah, we had someone there, but I don't know any of those shows. Oh, in fact, we moderated it, I think.
Oh, yeah.
So what do you do on the site?
I write about shows that are not represented here at all. Like, I'll have a really busy Comic-Con.
Okay.
That's why I wasn't working this weekend.
Wrestling, you do? Too
I do wrestling, Doctor Who, Sons of Anarchy.
Okay.
Anything that's on Showtime that isn't called Nurse Jackie.
Okay.
So, nothing that would ever come to, because, as far as TV goes, it's very CW heavy.
Yes.
That's my
dream
job.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just writing about the CW?
Just paranormal teams.
Paranormal teams.
They should just have a show called Paranormal Teams.
Yeah.
Like,
no,
I don't know why.
They can't have a show that. That's
the
network. So... They just need multiple shows about every variation of a team that's also paranormal.
That would be great.
Well, you didn't get to see much for...
No, it's fine.
Yeah.
Honestly, this is just the relaxing part, because...
I guess that's kind
of
nice.
San Diego coming up in July,
yes.
It's just going to be 5 days
of... chill with some real
down-earth people. Yeah. I got to hang out and, you know... Do podcast
type come in the 70s hotel room.
Yeah.
I feel like they probably shoot
porn here.
I'm pretty sure I stayed here when I was 5. Like, I'm pretty sure I did.
In this room.
I think it's time to end the facade of the podcast that we planned.
Oh, did I spoil that? Sorry. You're in our studio, I mean.
So, but people should go to zaptoit.com.
Absolutely. We just relaunched a brand new website. It's
and they should
pretty
read things.
Filled with pictures. Read things that
stuff
have my name
you,
at the top specifically.
Yeah.
Everything else
say.
Is dog shit.
You did a pretty good article about the evolution of Jennifer Lawrence's appearances on the David Letterman show and how they just got longer and
how they started out at 5 minutes and ended, and the last one was like 25 minutes long.
Okay,
of them just talking about
have we hit critical like Jennifer Lawrence J Law or whatever they
I am so still on the Jennifer
are
Lawrence
are we still
train.
Cool
I
with
it.
I feel like
you're
she
not, I feel that
are
we
you
reached the head.
Like
she,
I'm not sure I feel like she hasn't ruined it yet.
You know who has
she's
ruined
still
it.
Staying like. I kind of don't know what I'm doing, and I'm just going to stumble through this, and everybody sort of, you know, loves that about her.
She seems...
Who isn't playing it off, though, is Shailene Woodley from Divergent.
She eats clay.
She bothers me on... I don't
she's
know why.
She's
I don't... What?
Yes. I feel like you're just saying Adlib's answer.
Yeah.
I think that's what they did with her press line.
Yeah.
She, when Divergent came out, she said that she does oil pulling, which is that thing where she brushes.
I do oil pulling. It's
what does that do for you?
It's better at killing bacteria than toothpaste is about it.
Okay.
And it might be good for
you. You could also just gargle salt water.
I've trusted him for years. That blue
that's,
crest dude.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to do that.
So,
but she eats clay because it doesn't digest. I'm like, well, a lot of things you can eat doesn't digest.
Why do you want things to not digest?
So she doesn't, you know, get fat and end up on the CW.
And she refuses to drink
water so it doesn't make you fat.
She won't drink water from a faucet. She goes up once a month to
a dirty
spring.
Dirty faucet.
Okay.
And
so where did she come from? I'm not...
ABC Family.
Secret Life of the Americans. And then she was in
That show is batshit crazy.
Yeah.
She was in the Oscar winning The Descendants. That's where she really got
crazy. And that's why
she's
in some movie called Divergent.
And she was
almost
in Spider-Man.
She was Mary Jane in Spider-Man 2 and got fired.
I think one of the best... You've written a lot of great reviews. One of your best reviews, Derek Armijo, that you've ever...
Mm-hmm.
written was your review for Divergent.
Thank you.
Did you dislike it?
I did not read it right now.
Plus I have
it's phenomenal. I don't think you should read it because I think people should read it with their own eyes.
It reminded me when Patton Oswalt was doing those Ain't It Cool reviews.
Neil Compton.
Yeah, it reminded me of a Neil Compton review.
Sometimes you just have to be in another space.
It was.
When you watch
I don't
these movies.
Like. I don't. I didn't want to see that movie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to see it because what you told me about was everything I needed to know about it. You know, which is that it sounds terrible.
I'm sure Christ feels like you don't need to be pounded onto a cross. But I'm sure you would appreciate it if you did once in a while, just to appreciate what you thought.
I don't know. I feel like you seeing Diversion was a little bit like him going on the cross, where it's like, look, I'll handle it.
The lamest Easter.
You guys don't have to. I'll do this so you don't have to.
Right?
Ultimately,
I did it for you.
I did it for you. Let's move on. Let's move past it. Like, you're fine, right?
But I'll have to probably see another one every, like...
Oh, God, they're going to make three more, right?
Yep.
And I'm sure they'll split.
Now, did it do terrible, or are we
going
to see more?
It's doing fine. They're going...
God damn it.
It crossed 100 million domestic. So, yes.
Because of the failure of the host, do we have to see any more Stephenie Meyer movies?
I mean, has she written any more?
She hasn't written anything,
no,
but
it's done.
No,
it sounds like it's over.
And don't invoke her name.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish she would be here. It'd be great.
She never needs to write anything again, really.
Yeah.
I mean,
50 Shades of Grey is kind of a step.
That's
in
coming next February.
Yeah. I don't know.
It'll make you wish that we were still in the age of Twilight.
Wow.
We were still at
right.
the quality.
So
of
we would
Twilight.
We'd look for the good old days.
Right.
Well, it's great because I don't really see any movies anymore, so I don't
yeah.
have to worry about
last
any
movie
of this
you
stuff.
Saw.
Yeah.
Captain America.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, I'll go see. I'll see the Marvel
That's
movies.
I've seen it right?
on the first
yes.
weekend.
That's
yes.
not last
week. I went out of my way during my WrestleMania
I seen it twice.
Insanity to
how
go
nuts
see it.
Was when they showed Quicksilver and Scarlet.
So great.
Oh. Dude.
So much better than Days of Future Past.
I just realized I was standing up.
Did you see that happening? Did you
it was
one? Did you already know?
Like
oh, okay. So you already knew it was going to be them.
Like we know what the end is going to be. Click here if you want to know. But the picture was Scarlet Witch in it.
Okay.
well,
I didn't see it
them in.
But when he said
special.
The twins, I was like, and then it's immediate
yeah.
right after that. But also, I am. Super happy who they cast for Baron von Strucker because he's great, and that also means by getting somebody, I forget that guy's name, but he's
Thomas Kitschu.
Yeah, he's not a nobody, right?
Yeah.
Like, you don't hire him unless
he's
you're like,
some Nazis.
Yeah, I want to have this guy in here
he's
some more.
Be around.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
He's a
Valkyrie. So did anybody not like Captain America who saw it?
No one.
Okay.
We kicked them out.
What
okay. I don't know. I sort of didn't. I wanted to believe everyone when they were saying, like, this is literally one of the best Marvel movies they've made. But I was like, I just don't see how this can be possible. But, you know, I'm excited. And then, sure enough, yep, it's incredible. Phenomenal.
So,
like, how did they make
the
second
one and then the Joss Whedon one? I wish Batman vs. Superman was coming out a month later.
I do,
after
yeah,
Avengers,
me too.
Just like it was supposed to. Because it would just be... Like, we talked about it yesterday. This is literally a child banging a Green Lantern and Superman action figure together and going pow, bang.
Yep. Even it going up against the third Captain America, like, normally I would have thought, like, third Captain America is, like, that's probably going to be the one where maybe it's going to start going down. But,
like
after this
well,
one,
I
it's
mean, because, like, Captain America 1 wasn't that
no.
great.
Yeah.
It was we have to tell
yeah.
this
it
the
was
same old story.
It gets better every time you watch it. I'll
yeah.
say
I of the original like Avengers movies, I think that was my favorite, maybe tied with Thor.
That's crazy. Thor is a piece of shit.
See,
Thor.
I would
no,
no,
I
Thor is not.
I expected
not
Thor to be
whoa.
Terrible
whoa.
And was surprised
whoa.
By how much I enjoyed it.
I don't think they've made a bad movie yet.
We've been over this.
Thor's a piece of shit.
No, it's not.
Coming from Kenneth Branagh. Come on.
Branagh.
I disagree with you. I thought it was.
Weirdly
I thought it might be weaker than the other one
because you weren't
misogynistic. Where the smart lady's like, damn dumb, because there's a hot guy with his shirt off. It's a fucking
yeah,
terrible
it's
movie.
Listen,
Chris
if you're
a,
listen,
admit,
if you're a science astronomy physicist. And a fucking Abercrombie model falls from the sky
from a wormhole that
the
you've been.
And shit. I'm on his dick.
Yeah.
Like, immediately. Like, what are you supposed to do?
I would say take out all the rest of that stuff and just make the guy Chris Hemsworth. Same results.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what he's saying.
He's a good looking man.
Right.
Captain America, the new one, The Winter Soldier, great. See it.
The marveliest one. It has all these references.
Yes.
Cameo.
Did you like the Zola kind of like
we brought him in, but made him not a man on a television screen in his stomach.
Person complain about the most people did element of
yeah. Nope. Most people probably don't know who he was, but
this is weird that they blew him up immediately.
Yeah,
he. Every time that guy dies, he downloads into another body, so he's somewhere, I'm sure.
I did appreciate that it finally made Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. worth watching.
Yeah.
Absolutely, with that, too.
I always liked it.
It gave the show a shot that I really appreciate. Like, I love them now kind of being on the run and sort of, like, being scrappy. Like, I think you could have done it the other way where it kept going, but this is, like, it was super interesting right off the bat.
Your episode of S.H.I.E.L.D. was awesome.
Huh?
The Hydra episode. Like,
yes.
Like Bill Paxton saying, Hydra.
Yes. Yeah. All of that stuff was great. And even this next episode where it's like Coulson's losing it, and it's like, you know, it's starting to feel like Joss Whedon came back in and was like,
freaking
hey, brother, you're running this, but let me tell you how to ranch this up. Everybody needs to start. Yeah.
Harry will be here by the end of the season.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, wait. Do we know that?
Yeah, that's confirmed.
Okay. Pretty great. Also, about Captain America, I got to say, I love... like rough ass Fury at the end, glasses, no patch, hoodie. Like, you could make a Fury movie with just him going around. Yeah.
Do you think the quote on his grave was a bit much? I thought it was funny.
I thought it was
great. Appropriate.
I thought the way they shot it, like, you have to really have been looking. Like, at it, it wasn't.
I don't even remember.
It was Ezekiel 25:17.
Yeah. Oh, was it really?
Of a righteous man.
I didn't even.
I thought it was great.
I was like, awesome. I thought it was good.
Great.
There was one other guy in the theater that I was in that noticed it.
How do we feel about Guardians of the Galaxy?
It's going to
Oh, my God. Yeah. Everything they show about it is amazing.
I've watched that trailer 100 times.
I just wanted to make sure we're all cool.
You know, I've read the 26-issue run that it's based on.
Not Annihilation, right?
It's
after
it
that.
It comes up.
So I've been reading Annihilation with like, some of them are in it, but I have not read the actual. I want to.
Right. It's like church before you get to the refreshments.
Okay.
And Guardians of the Galaxy is the pound cake and the punch.
Okay. Great.
Wow.
Because Annihilation's very dry, space, and Guardians of the Galaxy is just batshit crazy.
Cool.
Now, is the movie based on any certain piece of
the
comic?
It's going to be...
It's just the tone, because there's so many characters that aren't in the movie, and it spans over like 1,000 years.
Their cosmic stuff, too, is like... You know, it's all weirder stuff. Yeah. But, I mean, James Gunn is directing it, which, if there's anybody to do weird...
This, I have complete faith that...
The current lineup in the comics, too, is the same characters that are in the movie, so...
Right.
The funny thing about... So, they wanted to relaunch Guardians of the Galaxy to get people pumped for the movie. In the comics, they're going to relaunch it, so they're like, okay, here's the lineup. Iron Man. Venom. It's like, come on, man, just let the characters do what they do. So Iron Man is a part of Guardians of the Galaxy in the current roster in the comics.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He was, and then he left.
Well, because
he flies out into space all the time.
It's like one on like 7 or 8.
Right he's not. Like,
do you guys remember when Iron Man was like a third tier character?
Yeah. We were watching. Janelle and I were just watching an old episode of Seinfeld, and they're like debating over whether Iron Man wears underwear under his suit.
Yeah.
That's like the most famous Iron Man was up until that, that scene.
Well, like that. That's why the fact that this all happened because of Iron Man is the most unlikely part of it. Because I remember before Iron Man, I'm like. I'm excited for this, but I don't think anybody...
Right.
That's what everybody was saying. Nobody is going to care about...
Which is
why Guardians of the Galaxy is totally going to win, because...
This is the thing about Marvel, where they built an entire... Like, their entire cinematic universe has been built off this Iron Man character that they took and said, hey, this character's good, but not enough people know him. We can make him good. And like, WB can't take their two most popular, we can't make a movie with just Wonder Woman, like, she's the third most popular character ever, but we're struggling to, like, get our, like, a movie with just, you know, like, who else did they have
the
if this doesn't work?
The panel that we went to yesterday, one of the audience members was complaining about that same thing. He's like, why haven't they made a Flash movie yet? And one of the panelists, a writer, goes... Because Flash is boring. And then I was like, that is why you fail. And I went to my Yoda hut and I just wrote him off. That would be so mad. Like, anything could be good in the hands of the right writers.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I mean, yes. Although
you can make the Flash.
Flash is tough because, like, if you really want to do Flash well, like, you just got to show a movie where. The entire world is in slow motion all the time, and he's just regular. Because that's what he lives. That's like his whole life.
That's
like if you read Sean Baby's, like if you've ever read Sean Baby's stuff on the internet, when he talks about Super Friends, like he says, Right. You know who Sean Baby is?
He was like one of the early like internet writers.
Yeah,
like,
he's wrote some incredible stuff about Super Friends, and he writes about how Flash, like, you know, everything takes way longer to him because he's living way faster than everybody. So like when Apache Chief is trying to tell him something and is going off on some metaphor about an eagle, like that takes 1,000 years to Flash, and he like just wants to murder everyone. And then he made a thing about, like, you know, think about how bad the Pepsi Girl commercial was. Now imagine that for
Eisenberg?
For that for eternity, like that's like the worst version of hell.
Wait,
ever.
Why is the Pepsi commercial bad?
The Pepsi Girl?
Yeah.
Ba, 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 ba.
You know, like the little girl that like wanted
Pepsi.
I know,
I remember the commercial.
What's wrong with
awesome.
You?
Awesome.
What? Okay.
She talks like
then you'd be fine.
Yeah,
it was hilarious.
I
think she's mad that like her brother like took
yeah,
her
yeah,
away.
I don't know who she was. I tried to wipe.
I'll make this prediction.
Finally put it on wax. That I know.
Okay.
So for years later, when my prediction comes true, we can say that I called it. At WonderCon 2014.
She's
okay.
Gonna kill 7 men.
If Guardians of the Galaxy is a hit and people love that raccoon, which they are.
Rocket,
oh,
yeah.
We're gonna see we're gonna see Howard the Duck on screen again. Very, very soon.
I really hope you're right.
I think I'd like that.
In a movie or in like a cameo?
Howard the Duck before
Something.
Spider-Ham?
We're gonna see, maybe that'll be the team up.
Maybe.
Why can't you put Howard the Duck in like a cameo in?
Yeah, like
people
a,
are uptight.
Like a Civil War style cameo.
The only thing that I think would stand in the way is that there was a Howard the Duck movie, and that may
awesome.
Be the reason why.
Let's pull
yeah, but all these
115-year-olds in that WonderCon and ask them
none of them
what the Howard the Duck movie was,
right?
And they will online
one guy, one guy will raise his hand and say that there were duck boobs in it, and
yeah.
That doesn't make any
and
sense.
And they were going to be like, the only person who's going to mention that is like, I have weird feelings about Doug Thompson.
No, but
yeah.
My kids know who Howard the Duck is because of the Marvel Lego game.
Yeah,
and it's a character you unlock, and they know like the entire roster.
Although,
so
if you're letting your kids play as Howard the Duck in that game, you failed as a parent.
They get to choose. I allow them.
Do they choose Howard the Duck?
Do they get to just choose heroine too?
Spider-Man,
like, can I be? Can I have some?
You're three. You
yeah.
Even if you don't play as Howard the Duck in the game, like they have like 5 things that pedestrians say, and one of them is which came first, Howard or the egg?
They
that's like
do.
One of the 5 things.
Yeah,
that
is,
say.
And they'll say it sometimes like 4 times in a row.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's move on to our final special guest here.
Hi, guys.
We want to make sure that we do talk to Mr. David King.
I've been sitting here for a while, very patiently.
Who calls you? Does anybody ever call you King David?
Not really, no. Although, if you guys want to start,
so easy.
If you guys want to start, feel
have
free.
Have you written
like,
your own version of the Bible?
Yes.
Did you murder a man to then sleep with his wife?
That's classified information.
Sleep with his wife, then murder him.
Yeah, right.
See, I don't know
through
anyone.
First, like, I'm going to try to murder him inadvertently by sending him to war, but then it's like, no, straight up, he gets killed, and then now I have this girl, and God's like, oh, I'm not so happy about that.
Now, see, if I...
That's some deep theology.
Yeah. Now, see, if I get to know
totally
you guys a little better,
through.
Maybe down the line,
you'll tell
maybe,
me about
I'll
the man you
maybe I'll tell you this, the whole story.
Okay.
Then I'll just say it's not exactly like what everyone else portrayed.
For
okay.
David here.
Thank
what's
you.
What's your favorite creepypasta?
That I've read?
Yeah.
Or that, oh,
well,
of course
well,
that
first,
I've read.
First, let me,
yeah.
let me ask
is that
you.
A line of
let, tell me about
can...
Midnight Marinera, because I think it's related,
okay.
right?
Yeah, let's
yeah,
talk
yeah.
about
all right.
creepypasta.
We'll get to that.
What
in
is
sec.
That? We were talking about
yeah,
this last night.
Explain what that
explain
is.
Creepypasta. Like, why is it called that?
I
okay.
thought it was a salute
well,
to spaghetti.
It's
no.
kind of archaic to me. I think we have 4chan to thank for that name.
Yes.
Yeah.
The way I, whenever I explain it to people, they always go like, the hell's a creepypasta? And I go... Think of it like as the equivalent of an internet campfire story.
Right.
Like, it's a story that gets put out there, is presented in like, you know, it gets shared around.
Yeah.
Usually the original author gets kind of lost.
Right.
Yeah.
As is the case with stories like The Russian Sleep Experiment.
Or Candle Cove.
Although,
yeah.
I mean, actually...
We know, but for a while...
Yeah,
Chris
Straub
like,
is a...
YouTube videos
yeah.
and other pictures.
Is that what
and,
Welcome
like,
to Night Vale is?
Night Vale is... I don't know.
Night
See,
Vale's
Night
like
Vale,
the family-friendly version of that.
It's Night Vale is almost just like it's such. I don't
Star
even
Wars
know.
I didn't buy into it until I started going through some of them.
So
and I had nightmares about the Disney one where the Mickey took his head off.
I always
oh,
think
oh,
Abandoned
oh,
by Disney.
One.
That's
I actually had a nightmare about that.
That's a slime beast story.
So
that's like.
I've always thought that creepypasta came from, on 4chan, they would have what's called copypasta. And copypasta
right.
was, like, basically you just copy something, you know, basically pasting this into this 4chan message. Here was this
yeah,
funny
was,
story or whatever. And it's
I was
usually,
about to get to that. Because creepypasta is basically just a play on the idea of copypasta, but it's a scary story that gets passed around.
Right. So that's where creepy and then pasta came from.
I found
right.
out about it because I don't know if anybody is familiar on Reddit. There is No Sleep.
Yeah, No Sleep.
Yeah. And they were like, if you like this, check this out, because I spent like hours reading everything on No Sleep, and I'm like, this is it's such a crazy story.
So, yeah, I'm a huge creepypasta fan.
That's
yeah.
good to know.
Yeah,
so
and so tell me about Midnight
Marinara. I think it's a good idea.
Well, okay, so it's this thing where like I've always been really interested in the idea of the radio play. And Welcome
okay.
to Night Vale was I would definitely say was a huge sort of rekindling of that desire to want to make them
okay.
in my mind because it was just so cool. And what I wanted to do years ago was I still want to do this someday. I wrote a adaptation of The Secret of Monkey Island as a radio play, just for fun. One summer when I was really bored, I wrote it up, and I still wanted to do it, but I never got people together, and I thought. The reason this is all going wrong is I'm not starting small enough. I'm going to do it in little chunks. So I realized, what's a really good way to do like an anthology series where I can do something new every episode? Boom. Creepypasta. I was watching a lot of Alfred Hitchcock Presents at the time.
Okay.
And I thought, this would be really cool. I came up with the idea. I'll give it a shot before Halloween. My pilot episode launched the day before Halloween.
Okay.
And just this last year. And that's what I've been doing since then. So... Essentially, what the show does is it takes I hunt down creepypasta stories. Usually, if I can track down the original author, I will, and I'll ask them permission to do it. And then I get a cast together and I record it and mix it, edit it, and present it as a radio drama or an audio drama.
That's awesome.
Okay.
Now, do you have someone there making sound effects like rattling chains?
I would love to do a live one with like a Foley artist. That would be fantastic. Like no, I
did good ghost. Ghost. I'm a ghost.
It's like
ooh,
there's a ghost.
So, I'm sold.
I
am sold.
There's always dinosaurs coming out of eggs.
I'll need you to be Viggo the Carpathian for
He doesn't talk, does he?
What?
Sido.
Huh?
Max von Sido, man.
Does he talk at the end? Well, the painting
time.
Doesn't.
He's the one. Hey,
his head.
Oh, that's right.
Like, hey,
okay.
A sea of fire.
Yeah.
And
I've only seen Ghostbusters 2 a couple times.
You need to watch Ghostbusters 2.
I didn't think it was very good.
Oh,
I like Ghostbusters 2.
Really
Ghostbusters
is awesome.
In the Ghostbusters video game, when you're exploring the firehouse and there's stuff all around the firehouse of every inclination, even fan fiction is referenced. There's the Viggo painting is in the firehouse,
okay.
and he has like 100 sayings that Max von Sydow recorded for the video.
So
that's
amazing. The painting would talk.
Yeah,
I'm trying to remember that movie.
Evil man.
Okay, I'm gonna take your word for it because I'm not a very big Ghostbusters fan. Like, sorry guys. I don't know. I like totally cool. Super happy with you guys liking it. I'm just not
this is
like first Ghostbusters
like
is cool.
GameCube.
Yeah, it's first, but I agree with you on the GameCube. Like PlayStation 2 was the correct console.
We're not going back to that again.
Anyways, yes. Yeah, so let's keep talking about
right.
Creepypasta. I'm just kidding, guys. Ghostbusters is the best movie ever. Ghostbusters 2, awesome.
That's right. Okay, carry on.
Right.
So, what's your favorite creepypasta?
Ghostbusters 2.
Can we adapt Ghostbusters 2 for a radio play?
Well,
that would be fun to do.
That's,
I'll scrap my
amazing.
My Gritty Dr. Mario remake for
that's hard because like the problem is it's much easier to say what is my least favorite creepypasta.
Okay.
Because I've had to
Jeff the Killer.
I've had Well, yes, Jeff the Killer, probably. I've had to slog through so much bullshit.
Yeah, some of them
yeah.
are just...
They're terrible.
Right. I can't even wrap my head around why Jeff the Killer is as popular as it is, considering
it's,
how
it's
utterly terrible...
It's like...
Cover,
it's like
people read it as
no,
a joke.
People really... People, like...
Like the story.
Like,
because I've read it, and it's terrible.
It's a junior high kid that got bullied that wrote,
olds,
like, a revenge...
13-year-olds love the shit out of that
yeah,
story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you can see why, even though the story has, like, all the...
realism of someone living in like 1950s suburbia and random Roger Klotz style bullies show up and try to stab them at one point.
Right.
I've analyzed that story to death because for April Fool's Day, I did a
cops.
Or it's just noisy people. Like
Roger Klotz never stabbed anyone, sir.
No, he didn't. But this is if Roger Klotz did stab people.
That's how he would stab them, I guess.
He'd stab them and he'd do that laugh, you know.
Fanfiction.
Anyway.
We talked about a Doug fanfiction where, like, Skeeter gets beat up and Doug couldn't do anything about it. And it was just all very depressing.
That's wow.
Seeing that live action.
That's
like,
dark.
The live action Doug trailer, that sounds like something that Roger would
do.
But yeah, the April Fool's episode, I did a parody of Jeff the Killer.
Okay.
But I guess in terms of
Jeff the Lover.
Jock.
Like, I feel like Mad would be like Jeff the Kilter, and he makes kilts.
I would be down for that.
I like his Mad would cross it over with Game of Thrones and make Joff the Killer.
Okay.
Joff the Killer.
Yeah. Okay.
But in terms of favorites, I'm going to go with the cliche answer and say probably Candle Cove. Because
Candle
Cove
is pretty great.
Candle Cove is
it's the right amount of like, it feels like it's authentic to a message board and then also very short.
There's the great sort of, like, some pasta really over-explain what's going on.
Right.
Some stories like that. Candle Cove is creepy and vague enough. Like, it builds really realistically, and it's got this great sense of, like, of pacing to it. And then at the end, it's got that nice twist reveal about what the kids were actually watching that whole time. It's like, whoa. And then no explanation is ever offered, and I love that it kind of just leaves you there with this nugget of, like, the hell. Something just really weird happened, and I like that a lot.
Have you read any of the SCP, Special Containment Protocols?
I haven't read a lot of them, but I occasionally grow through and find a name that's interesting.
There's some,
like,
bad ones.
There is one
but
I
there's
read.
Some really great ones.
There's some ones that I love, the ones that are kind of, like, horrific in a tongue-in-cheek kind of way. Like, I read one about, like, a cabinet, or it was like a potato sack. The SCP was a potato sack, and when the team went through it, they were in a dimension that was full of potatoes. Like, they were blasting through the potatoes, they found a wall. When they went around the wall, they found a dead tree. So literally it's an entire plane of existence that's been buried in potatoes. And I'm and
so
weirdly specifically horrific.
Right. For people who don't know, SCP is this site where they basically take, like, haunted, you make up a haunted item or a ghost story or whatever, and then it's filled out like a document of the people who are tasked with containing it. So it's like, we've got this mask that if you put it on, it takes over your body, and it also, like, produces acid, so it always burns through things. So it's like, how would you actually contain this thing if you were, like, an organization meant to keep it? And so it's just all this, like, redacted document stuff of, like,
it's very
here's
cool.
The stuff you're allowed to know, but here's how we came up with a box that it can go in, and it's not made out of a metal, so it can't, like, rust through it or
here's
whatever.
Here's how how he roped off this anomalous location and explained away, like, how that happens.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
No, those are a lot of fun. I think the site has a really brilliant theme to it, so I like that. I actually want to take a stab at writing an SCP myself now.
Okay.
Idea for one. Not going to say it here.
You shouldn't.
I'm not. But I think
Dr.
it's a good
Mario
one.
Idea is not for sale.
when does Midnight Marinera hit the pod? The waves.
When does it rise from the dead?
The RSS feeds. When does it go on there?
It's
what's
I try,
your schedule?
I try my very hardest to do it twice a month.
Okay.
Usually it's a matter, like, part of the reason there's not an episode right now, and normally there would be, like, I do usually do it, try it around the 15th of the month, and then at the end of the month I try to do one. The reason there's not one now is because I'm here.
Okay, right.
Although my actors for this next episode have already sent me their lines, and I just need to go through and edit the whole thing, and, But, this twice a month podcast, usually about, it's pretty short, usually they're about 20-30 minutes each episode.
That's weird. I don't know what that world's like. 3-hour podcast.
Oh, yeah,
when you're doing it all by yourself,
right.
it believe me, it takes its toll. I've had late nights where I've just sat up like, I gotta get this shit out.
So, like every one of the shows that we're all on, you can find it all at BenviewNetwork.com.
Yeah.
Hit it up. Final business. Anybody have anything that we didn't talk about that you want to talk about?
Did we get a chance to talk about... I mean, we kind of talked about the cosplay, but that's, like, the only thing... I haven't actually gone to anything. I've just been, like, kind of impressed by some of the cosplays I've run across. Not necessarily the detail, although there's been some really detailed ones, but the variety of people. Like, there's some obscure ones. I ran into a girl who was essentially Crow T Robots. Like,
oh, wow.
A nicely spangled, like, classy crotee
like
robots.
My lady's nice and spangled.
It was all like, you know, long black gloves and sparkly dress, and then she had like the thing on the back of her head, the fin. And that was the reason I recognized her. I walked up the door, I was like, are you Crow? And she got so excited. Because I don't think anyone knew who she was.
Do we have a name for, like, I'm going to dress as a character, but then I'm going to put him in a suit that they wouldn't normally wear, like Leisure Suit Boba Fett, or...
It's called nonsense.
It's called not good at making authentic costumes.
It's called non-canonical.
Yeah, so I
wanted to mention briefly that there's a booth that makes leather-bound journals with, like, brass, like, you know, clasps.
Okay.
Like, parchment paper. They have tons of them, and I don't think they're going to sell very much.
How much are they?
They're probably, like, $90.
Yeah, they're probably expensive.
But if you have an epic tale that can only be inked onto these parchments...
Which would be perfect for me, because I'd be like, this is the best, I gotta finish it. Ah, goddammit, I made a mistake in pen! Throw the whole thing away.
I also have, like, those Indiana Jones, like, leather...
They have, like,
those satchels. They have a lot of leather.
Like an Indiana Jones cooler fanny pack,
mm-hmm.
kind of, that you wear on the side?
Yeah, if you're in the leather.
The thing you could put the bag of sand in for when then you take the
sand
idol?
Sand at the temple. Don't do that to him.
Oh, he didn't have
He's
just
already
the
been
bag.
Through enough.
I thought he scooped it up on the way in.
Giving you,
yeah,
right?
He did, right.
He
outside, right?
Outside,
yeah.
He wasn't staying
outside there.
He knew what was going on in
huh?
there.
Yeah,
locked
yeah
in.
Josh, he scooped it up on the way in.
Yeah, but he held it somewhere, and I'm saying that...
In a bag.
In a bag.
Yeah.
That he put in his little pouch.
He's an archaeologist. He knows what he's doing.
No, I'm saying that... What are you doing? I'm saying that pouch would be perfect to hold a bag of sand if you were going...
You said anger in your voice like you were criticizing it.
No! I'm just saying that's what you can do with it.
How many idols have you lifted?
None.
There you go.
Yeah.
Maybe you should
have some more idols.
Yeah, I'm not
more sand.
I don't have a pouch to put a bag of sand in.
Well, they have it at the booth.
See?
Full circle.
Yeah.
Rad.
yeah, so what's left? This thing's...
Here's
we're going
the things
down.
That you should buy. Zombie Outlaw.
Okay.
Shrouded City.
Yep.
The forthcoming Monster Motors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Monster
IW.
Motors.
Anything else?
Not out yet, though. Do they have
this
a...
This summer, right?
Yeah.
Summer?
This summer.
Okay. Mario Kart 8.
Mario Kart 8.
Mario Kart 8.
Don't buy Mario Kart 8. It's not very good.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
We agreed. It's fine.
Why didn't they call it Mario Kart Infinity?
I think it's a
fine
double meaning there.
It's fine. I also love the fact that at the 7th Mario Kart, they just gave up and said...
Like, how would that game not be?
How many have we done? We've done 7 of these? All right, we'll just call it Mario Kart 7. And then the 8th one, they're just like, well...
Those other Mario Karts don't count.
Yeah.
Say, do you like Rainbow Road? Mario
it's bad. yeah, if
just
you have
longer and bigger,
almost,
and age
you
like
epilepsy too.
All right. Do you like half of the tracks from all the other games you've
yes,
played?
Yes, those
time?
Are my favorite. Is the classic.
Well, then we got you covered, man. We ain't gonna make anything new.
I saw the rage.
You can't double dash.
Made me cry.
Well,
nostalgia
that was
tears.
In
yeah, see, David King cried because the Rainbow Road track was in this one. This
it's
game is
same,
moving people.
It's
yeah, but in a weird way, it's kind of sad.
Yeah.
Is there a Smash Brothers for Wii U yet?
That's coming
it's
out.
Coming
when the hell is
what's,
that game
what's
coming
the big
out?
Gift
so,
for this one?
They got Sonic,
Winter.
They got...
So the 3DS one comes out
in
the summer.
Right. And then the
Wii U. And then the Wii U comes out in the winter.
Do you think the 3DS version is going to suck?
No, I think that nobody's going to buy the Wii U one because they'll already bought it on 3DS and already played it.
They're
going to
be two different
things. Yes, because everybody has a 3DS.
Same exact game. Each
more people have a 3DS than they do a Wii U.
Do they really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, by far, yeah.
What? We've come to an age where people are moved by Mario Kart tracks.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's weird.
That are the same as all the other
and
I turned
up
when I saw Rainbow Road.
Okay.
Rainbow Road is
okay.
Not the same.
The first time I ever played Rainbow Road on Super Nintendo, I lost my goddamn mind. So
really? Why?
I don't know.
It
was just crazy.
Well, you know
I
what?
Loved
the first
it.
Mario Kart, I
can
agree, is pretty great. That was
you
the
know
best
how many
one.
Excited yelling I did trying to time the jump right on the N64 Rainbow Road
yes.
to get the cheat to get to the level.
I'm
we
assume
all know how your prom night ended up.
Ooh.
You'd be like, Derek's making a joke, but little does he know that's actually
it. It was homecoming.
yeah, it is a weird thing how everyone's so excited about a track from Mario Kart that like was in other games.
but like wasn't in the last
this
game.
This time there's more.
This one goes upside down.
So now there's
it's even rainbowier.
Yeah,
it's
like F-Zero X did that like years ago.
Better. F-Zero
is it lame? I never liked F-Zero.
Oh, doesn't it? It goes underwater, right?
Yeah, underwater.
But they did that on the last.
Yeah, I have no idea. I've never liked here. So
it's literally the exact same game.
Wait, is Koopa Troopa in it? I don't remember. Because I remember he was in one of them. It pissed me off.
I want to hear Phil.
No, I legitimately want to know Koopa Troopa's in it.
I want to hear Phil on
specifically.
Yeah, you can't. You can't.
You're going on
that
shit.
Was going on for like 5 minutes.
Is there like another show going on over
here? Well, but it's fine, except for talking into the mic. To him?
Well, no, I told him to. We were trying to
start
a Splinter show.
We were.
I was gonna. These guys are listening to me, so I was gonna pull them aside and be like, "You should."
We just ran out of card.
Oh, right now?
Yeah.
When did that must have just happened? Yeah.
Cliffhanger ending.
I hope Derek got in his killer prom joke.
Let me record it.
Well, it
sounds
like a
book
of coffee of voices anyway. Yeah. Yeah, so it works out.
Actually,
no, that's
just made out with
them. That's like the perfect venue ending. It's like us all talking.
And they all went back to their home planet.
Trust me, you don't need any
we
more
all get
of
the
this.
Poochie.
Yeah.
So
I'll get
Coachella
the Poochie.
Still happening?
Yeah, it's happening this
it's
weekend.
It's a week long.
It's twice.
They just do the same thing twice.
The same band?
Yes. Same it's the same exact line. Outcast reunited it twice.
For the most part, it's the exact same song.
Yeah.
I can't go because they sold out. I was going to do that originally.
You see that Jimmy Kimmel thing where he interviews people there and like makes up band names?
Those one? Caravan House.
No, but
you ever see like Lizard Slipper and he's like good show everyone good mega cast.
Are we keeping that ending? Cause
I think that's a perfect ending.
For
we don't need any more.
We could.
It just escalates to us all talking to each other.
Right.
You're all talking
all right,
to each other. I'm just like making cryptic messages into the microphone.
And then
that's,
put the
that's our
explosion. The venue end tag.
Just
takes
a while. Person that loves.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't like get back to files.
Very selfless. You could have said that better. Listen to his show and my show.
You might have to pull the card and put it in.
That's what Derek does every time he plays something.
We have time to eat if you want.
Yeah.
I like food.
I want to take a nap in your hotel room now if that's cool.
Are you leaving?
If you want to.
No,
I thought we were all getting
sick. Yeah, you want to.
Well, I
want to
go see the. I want to try to see the all new Marvel now.
We're up late watching.
If I can delete, like, one file.
You should have been building a playground.
I
should have been building a playground at that time.
You were saying that.
Instead of watching movies.
Be careful.
What movie did you guys watch?
Captain America.
Oh,
we just saw the
floor.
Yeah.
You did the dinner and the movie?
Yeah.
I saw The Ring 2 last night.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll just leave
it. It's pretty good.
Oh, you know what? Give me that guy.
My friend Casey's here.
This guy's still going. We can
maybe. You don't have to be with her. But you're going to.
Yeah, he's still going.
All right, hey, guys, real quick.
Real quick.
Yeah. Hush up.
I'm going to record an ending on this guy.
Boo.
This is still going, too.
Can we say all the show names?
Yes. Yeah. So, all right. So, we filled up the card on our other recorder. So, I don't know where that cut off, but it was madness, and it doesn't matter. this has been the Benview Megacast at WonderCon 2014. We're going to go through all of the shows, all of the special guests one more time as we end this off. Thank you to Mr. Andrew Lindy and Matthew Benson for being the heads of this ramshackle operation. Tell us about what are the shows that you even have? You have...
We have Shut Up Leonard Together.
Shut Up Leonard.
Which is about community.
Community.
Show.
Okay.
So 5 wrap-up episode is coming soon.
Yes.
Okay.
When are we going to get more Benson's Boombox?
Soon.
Benson's Boombox, maybe.
I'm going to tell you things.
Okay.
So they won't hear you on... Because this thing doesn't pick up as well. So check out Benson's Boombox.
Yep.
Check out Nerd's Eye View.
Yep.
Check out Matt and Brendo Have a Wrestling Show.
Brendo's Wrestling
Show. MWSpod.com.
Shouldn't it be Big Bad Wrestling?
No!
I've always contended that's the right name.
I like Bendo.
Bendo's Wrestlo.
People who like big, beautiful women to.
Do you not want people to act
Mr. David King, thank you for being here. Hey, shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
I don't want that traffic coming in.
That road. Mr. David King, thank you for being here. Midnight Marinara, check it out on Benview Network. Mr. Chris Hayner.
Hi.
I got your last name right.
Yeah, good job.
Zaptoit.com. Read your stuff. No one else's.
I mean,
if you want.
Can read other
at the end of reading all your stuff. Okay.
Best.
Okay. Mr. Brendan Creasy, thank you so much for being here. Cool. Check out Radio Brendo Man, radiobrendo.com.
Yeah.
Matt and Popsicles and the wrestling show.
Yes.
Derek Armijo, thank you so much for being here. Popsicles.
Picture start with
Derek Armijo. And you know, Ben View, darling. Official. Phil Vecchio, thank you for being here.
Yeah.
The other shows that we've talked about, including the Pillage Cast. And Mr. Gates.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. Just your presence alone doesn't need a podcast. So, and my name has been Josh Anderson. Who knows what it'll be after this. And thank you guys for listening. We're done. We're out of here.
Podcast is a part of the Benview Network.
You can find this and other podcasts like it at BenviewNetwork.com.